It's one of the most anticipated activities of the year, harvesting mangoes. The Dasheri variety is native to Uttar Pradesh in northern India. Junaid Faridi's family has owned this orchard for centuries. He says a scorching hot summer has destroyed at least 30% of his crop.
We witnessed unprecedented heat this time. The weather destroyed our crop at all stages, from flowering to ripening. Even though we gave a lot of water, we didn't get the output we usually get. Rainfall has also been low.
South Asia is the world's largest producer of mangoes, but the March peak growing season was the hottest in a century, and average temperatures in April were much higher than normal. Traders say production is down by nearly 70% in India and by nearly half in Pakistan.
This is just one of the 1,500 varieties of mangoes found across India. The summer favorite is locally called the king of fruits and holds immense cultural value. They're also globally renowned. But the pandemic has disrupted the multi-million dollar trade, and this year, exports are expected to decline even further.
Less produce has pushed up prices, and sellers say inflation has also impacted their incomes.
We are able to sell, but the business is not as profitable. Even the farmers say they are not making as much money this year. The season is about to end in about 20 days. We have stock, but the prices are much higher.
Experts say rapid urbanization in the region has also degraded orchards, and climate change is making them even more vulnerable.
When we talk about solutions, we are actually talking about adaptability. And in Pakistan, unfortunately, we do not have a national adaptation plan, which has to be in place for us to kind of introduce climate smart agriculture techniques so that we can actually cope up with the changing environment. This also calls for capacity building of local farmers so that they can adapt to the changing environment.
Global warming is expected to make extreme weather events more common and intense. And Junaid Faridi says he can only hope the government will do more to help farmers like him. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.